whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica.
Dana.
How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm great. Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I'm Dana Powell.
I'm Jessica Young.
How was your week?
Fine.
Yeah? Anything exciting?
Nothing.
Just normal. It's kind of a cloudy day today in Los Angeles, which is abnormal.
I know.
I kind of enjoy it.
Okay, I'll tell you something that's abnormal.
What?
I'm like the only person that I personally know that has not ever seen Game of Thrones, so I missed the big, you know, season premiere. I can see your look of disgust in your eyes.
What do you do with your life? I don't understand.
Catch up on Glow.
Okay, well, then maybe I'm just as bad. I've never seen Glow.
Oh.
I know. I've heard it's amazing.
It's great.
It's probably not life-changing like Game of Thrones. No, I am the person that posted on Facebook, Happy Got Day for those who celebrate. And then I posted...
Got.
Uh-huh. G-O-T. Mm-hmm. And then I posted, these super nerds made a music video of down, 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 down. And it's all Game of Thrones lyrics. And it's White Walkers playing the drum. I can't.
White Stripes.
Uh-huh. And it's a parody of the video.
Did you see Anderson Cooper get made up like a White Walker?
No, but was it hot?
No. And he's a very good looking
man. He's so handsome.
You will cry. I'm going to post a picture of it. He got the full makeup done as a White Walker.
That's amazing.
It's hysterical. And it wasn't like something specific to Game of Thrones. I was watching a show the other night, and then like at the end, he like had his little giggle, and he's like, and I kind of went all out.
Oh my God.
He clearly went to the set and they made him, or wherever. I don't know when it's done filming.
I've been to HBO for just like auditions and meetings and stuff before, and they have a throne there. It's so cool. I can't handle it. And I am a person that I was you for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
A loser. No, I'm totally kidding. But I just binged the whole thing a few months ago.
Okay, but you did it a few months ago. Somebody said to me, they're like, you can catch up. I'm like, there's 72.
It's a lot. So now where I am is, oh God, I've learned to love binging it. Can I even possibly watch it with 7 days in between?
Right.
I don't know yet. So I haven't watched the premiere yet because I can't decide, but I'm terrified of spoilers, so I might have to do a week by week.
That's true. Ugh. Well, I had a lot of people that were very upset, much like the look you gave me when I declined the offer, because a few different friends were like, oh, I'm going to have a few people over to watch Game of Thrones. You want to come over? And I just politely declined. I'm like, thank you so much. I actually have never seen the show. And our friend John Conroy wrote me back. And I love that he made it look like it was an auto-generated message, like from a computer.
Yes.
And he said, you have been blocked and deleted from John Conroy.
He's like, I cannot relate to you as a human being. Yep.
And my husband has read all the books. Have you read the books?
Oh, I am reading them as we speak. They're in my bookcase. I have all of them.
He read all of them. He loves it. He has seen every episode. And he said, and I may have said this before, I really think you would enjoy it regardless of your proclivity of fantasy literature.
Oh.
Nerd.
Jessica, that's your life partner.
It's so cute. He loves that show so much.
I do too. It's a great show.
Have you ever seen the video that someone made a long time ago with like a little figurine of Peter Dinklage? And it's the theme song of Game of Thrones, but somebody in the background is just singing Dinklage, Peter Dinklage,
no,
Peter
but Dinklage. That sounds amazing.
And it just keeps, it's just him, like a figurine of him rotating in a 360 degree circle.
That guy is cool AF.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen pictures of him when he was younger?
No.
I mean, from the get-go, swag out the ass.
Unreal.
I'm not kidding. He had confidence unlike I will ever achieve in my life.
A friend of mine went to college with him and said,
shut up. Yeah. My writing partner's sister went to college with him.
How weird.
So that means my writing partner's sister went to college with your friend.
Maybe.
Not maybe. Not maybe.
I mean, they did. I meant maybe as far as if they knew each other.
Oh, yeah.
But she said he was super talented. And she
that's
said,
what Catherine said, too.
Yeah, he was super confident. And
that's
just
what Catherine always, said, too.
Mm-hmm.
She said, never at a loss for ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Love it.
He's awesome. Did you ever see when they did the spoof of Naked and Afraid on SNL? And it's him and Leslie?
No.
Oh.
That sounds amazing.
It's fantastic.
I love her so much.
So do I.
Dan Tipton and I cry laugh at her.
I love watching her Olympic coverage. But she you have could to wait a few years.
I know. She could probably just say or do anything and I would laugh. Yeah. Ugh, I love her.
I do too.
Aww. Game of Thrones. Well, got. Now that we're getting into it, since you've tuned in for all of your got news, if there's something else you'd rather hear us talk about... Feel free to contact us. You can reach us on Instagram and Facebook at the Rants and Raves Podcast. We answer all our DMs, comment on things, whatever you want. Our website is therantsandravespodcast.com. You can reach us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com and then Twitter at @raves_the. Stupid.
Stop it.
Well,
stop manifesting.
I know. You're right.
No,
you're right. It's my
followers.
Fault. You're right. We have no followers on Twitter, you guys. Well, we do have followers. It's me, Jessica, and ourselves. In the Rants and Raves podcast, we follow ourselves.
No, we don't.
I don't think that's even possible. I don't
well,
know.
It can because you know what? If you're toggling between multiple accounts, do you ever do that?
Yes.
I will think that me, Jessica, that
yeah.
I'm looking at
yeah.
whatever. Anyone's
I've posted
feed,
things accidentally
and then I'm just
like that.
And then
you're
I'm like, oh,
your own stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in the mode of that page and I'm liking its own stuff. Yeah.
I like what a liker you are. I appreciate it. Should we get into our rants?
Let's do it.
All right. I think you're going first this week.
So this is a rant from a listener, and oh, I
it's
love
a good
that you said
one.
It because it's something I've thought about for a long time.
Yes, it's a good one.
So this is from a listener who said, what is with people that share a social media account with their spouse and or email accounts, like having a family household email? I mean, there's a lot of things I don't need people to share with their significant other, but
that seems ridiculous. Like, okay, share a car. I get that. Share a house, share a bed.
That's fine.
But like, an email?
If you sent me something private, like about, say, an appointment to the lady doctor.
Right.
Do you want my husband reading it?
Not particularly,
exactly.
No.
And that's a such an easy go-to example, but I'm serious. There's.
But sometimes I also like email or text you ugly pictures of myself, which I also don't want your husband seeing.
Which are for my eyes only.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm saying. And there's no sneakery, right? It's not because.
That's not a word.
It's definitely not a word. But to me, there has to be some sort of level of... I'll tell you this, and I'm not joking. I give him big accolades. My husband is one of those people where he can't stand when people are talking about someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he really
like
can't. Yeah, he's like, enough. Why are we talking about this? He's not one to call out strangers or people he doesn't know. But he even would say that. He's like, you know what, guys? This is boring and not sure why we're talking about this or this person. And can we change the subject? Or do you know that? Were you there? Cool.
Right.
Moving on. He will do that all the time. Now that I just explain that about his good graces, I've totally lost my train of thought of what my point was.
You're so in love with him.
I know, because sometimes I'll ask him about like one of his friends that I don't know too well, but I've met her. I'm like, oh, that basket case, right?
Yeah.
Just like, I'm sure he thinks I have a lot of basket cases in my life. But I'll be like, oh, what did so-and-so say? He's like, nothing. I'm like, well, what about that girl he was dating, that girl that we met or whatever? And he goes, no. And I'm like, well, what? He's like, do I have to tell you everything that goes on in a private conversation with my friend? And I'm like,
he's not wrong.
No. And I respect that again. It wasn't anything that I needed to know.
Right.
And so there's a lot of things that I don't need your significant other to know.
Right.
I just don't like it. It also makes me feel
and
like...
Is it a trust issue? Is it like we want to be open with all of our communication? Because just give them your password. And also...
We don't have each other's Facebook passwords, and I hate to say this, God, we're really opening Pandora's box with this, but
we don't have each other's Facebook, but like email, because because we all know I'm a train wreck. And sometimes I'm like, Dan Tipton, I need you to get my email and send me that, you know.
Right. But like at this point, if you can't have your own account because one or both of you don't trust the other person, then maybe the issue is a lot bigger than social media.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would like, not in an angry way, but if you have shared accounts with your significant other, let us know why.
Yeah.
Right? Just tell us why.
We're not going to shame you for it, by the way, even though we're laughing about it right now. We're never going to
shame you. And we're not going to out you, but we're like probably not going to communicate with you anymore.
Uh-huh.
No.
I bet one of the answers is going to be like, it just saves time. No. But
my favorite is the picture that came along. Did we talk about that?
Oh, man. So she also has a follow-up, sent us a picture, and it's of two toilets, but they're joined
attached
together, like Siamese twins. And she said, for people with a shared Facebook account, they can use this toilet.
Ew.
So gross.
It's a love seat toilet.
Yes. And I'll tell you what, I love my husband. We ain't ever going to be on a love seat toilet.
Lord, no. My husband and I have been together, like total, for almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
We still close the door and neither one of us go in. Like, nobody's brushing teeth while somebody pees either.
See, I'm fine with that. And me, who's the most modest person, I can't believe I am. Alan freaks out and shrieks like a little girl. If I'm like knocking, he's like, go away. I'll be like, can you just hit me? No, you can wait.
My husband locks the door when he's in the shower. And that makes me mad because I'm like, I just want to go in and get my makeup sponge. We ain't locking the door. We have a curtain. I can't see anything. And guess what? I've already seen it.
Okay. But have you ever stayed in a hotel that has a glass shower?
Can't stand it.
I can't either.
Like the clear glass. It's not even frosted.
No.
Yeah.
And I've shared many a hotel room with friends or coworkers. No, thank you.
No.
I need to be alone in the shower, okay?
Yeah.
For my eyes only.
And I don't need a peep window.
A peep window?
Yeah. Where people can peep through at you.
You mean like into the hotel bathroom or something within
the
room?
Yeah, but don't you feel like a clear glass door is just a giant peep window?
Yes, but also some of them don't even have a window or a door to look through. It's just open. So it's like
open.
They can hear you if you're going to the bathroom or whatever.
Yeah.
But then also walk in and there you are in all your glory.
No, I don't like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't either.
How did we get from shared email to don't watch me in the shower?
Because I don't like sharing a bathroom either.
Oh, okay. Well, I brought a rave. It's a real short one. Not a rant. It's a rant about myself. Jessica.
Let's hear it.
I try my best. I really, really do.
Yes.
That's not an excuse for what a crazy person I am, but I really try. So this past weekend, I think I mentioned before, I went to that canyon jam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we wanted to be safe and it was up in the mountains, in the hills, in the canyons. So there's no parking anywhere, right? So
it's hard to drive up there in the evening.
Oh my gosh.
It's hard to drive up there during the day, for crying out loud.
I know. And every time I go, I've taken a shared ride thing.
Smart.
Every single time getting in there and out, they get lost.
Yeah.
And I just always say, it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. This has happened every time, right? So I called a Lyft and I had bought, it was like, you can bring something if you want to. So I had bought some alcohol to share, some Prosecco share at the party. And I left it, that and another, a bottle of red wine. I get to my friend's house. So I take a Lyft to my friend's house to meet both of my friends where we were going to all three Lyft together up into the canyons.
Mm-hmm.
I get to her house. I'm like, I left the alcohol at home.
Oh.
And I was like, and you guys, I spent too much money on it for me to just replace it.
Mm-hmm.
So she drove us back to my house where Dan Tipton was like, yes, of course you did, you crazy person. And then we drove back to her house and all three lifted up to the canyon. Have a great time. It's 12:30 in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning. We're ready to go home. I invited them. So I'm like, okay, now we'll lift back to Kate's house where Jay's motorcycle is.
Mm-hmm.
And I will then lift home from there.
Mm-hmm.
So I put in the lift. And she lives on let's pretend the street name is Notebook, okay? So I put in blah, 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 Notebook Drive, right? And then here we go. And I say, just randomly in the car, I go, oh, I didn't realize your town was considered, you know, this town, Notebook proper, instead of paper, okay? I'm trying not to give away her address.
Notebook, California.
It's a romantic town. Anyway, long story short, all of a sudden, the three of us start going, where are we going?
Oh, no.
I put in her address with the wrong zip code. It assumed I wanted my zip code. So it just put that in, and we were going to a random person's home. And luckily, by sheer coincidence, it was 2 blocks from my house.
Crazy.
Yeah. So I just then directed my driver to my house.
And then they said, get her out of the car and we will tell you where to take us.
They got out of the car because we were all mortified. And also, my other friend was drunk and she stole a handful, let's say 4 big handfuls of chocolate Easter eggs from the party. So we were laughing about that. We couldn't believe it was happening. So anyway, we got out at my house. We stood in the road for 10 minutes till that lift got far enough away. And I called them a new one and sent them home.
Hilarious.
But what is wrong with me? It's like, no matter how hard I try. And she was like, I wondered why you said it was considered notebook proper. What's wrong with me?
I do that stuff all the time. And I'll tell you now, this is really hard for me. But when I think of something, like even last night, I thought about something for the podcast. I'm like, I'll text it to myself or I'll do that. I'm like, no, you're going to walk downstairs right now.
Write it down.
And write it in the notebook. Because 5 minutes later, I will forget.
Jessica, how many times do I say to you, hey, what did I tell you I wanted to rant about? Also, and we actually prepare like before the show.
Yes.
I know.
Also, I have literally put stuff right next to the front door of my apartment.
And walked out.
And forgotten it.
Yeah.
I used to always put stuff in my car the night before because I'm like, whatever it was, I need to drop off a dress at a dry cleaner.
That's probably smart.
Stuff for work or a presentation or for a show that night. I can't do that because my car, as was everyone on my street, kept getting broken into.
Oh, man.
Even people like who have alarms on their car, parking it in their garage. My car got cleared out about a year ago. I hope you enjoyed those slippers that were on the way to my mother.
Aww.
Yeah, like they stole holiday gifts, all my headshots that were found strewn for a half a mile.
Which nobody wants, but you paid a fortune
Thank
for.
Thank you.
Yes.
Like nothing of value to the people who stole it, but like devastating to me and very violating to see your picture.
Oh, I can't imagine.
But I feel you. I'm telling you, it's like,
this is a truth about me. I don't think there is ever a time, and this is probably true. I don't think it's hyperbole. What's that word?
Hyperbole.
Uh-huh. I don't think I ever just leave the house and not have to come back in at least one time. I've legitimately walked out of the house without my keys and then been like, oh, I can't lock the door. You know why? Because I don't have my keys.
Well, at least you're smarter than me and we're using your keys to lock the door. I put my hands through pane glass window in my first apartment because I was the queen of just like I never take a purse and shove my debit card in my back pocket.
Ugh, I can't. I lose it.
Which always ends up getting bent or broken in half.
Oh, it sticks to my body, usually under my boobs, and I tell Dan Tipton I've lost it and he cancels it. And then when I take my clothes off that night, it falls out from under my boobs.
Oh my God, yes.
That's happened more than once.
It's amazing.
Why does he stay with me?
Yeah. But yes, it's true. Like, I don't know.
I get it. It's the harder I try to like get it together, the more crazy I am.
Sometimes I feel that way too.
Yeah.
Like, because for me, it's really like going the extreme opposite because I'm not organized. I am for others, but for myself, I am not organized. So then when I get hyper organized, it's like I can't find it. If I had left it under the third pile to the right under my coffee table, I'd know exactly where my passport cover was.
No, I know. I don't understand it.
I don't either.
We need a cleansing breath.
We do.
I just had to rant out myself. I've learned to sort of accept it, but I think people around me and kind of new in my life are always like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with her? Is there a mental issue?
Stop it.
Okay, let's do a breath. If you're alone, scream it out. If you're with people, just breathe with us. Mm-hmm. And in. And like it.
You just ended it like the end of like a conductor at the end of a musical.
Did you see my body jerk? I went. Oh my God. Okay, we've got some amazing corner stuff this
week.
We're starting with a revisit, yeah? Which, do you want to explain what that is, kind of?
Yes. This is awesome when we have mentioned something in a past episode, and then people who are either now catching up on episodes then hear it and write in, or the thing that we have brought up
they want to add.
It has. They've seen it. They're like, I didn't know what you were talking about. And now 4 weeks later,
yeah,
I just received Shen Yun in the mail.
Oh, my God.
Right?
And it's our fault, too. All of you listeners that are receiving Shen Yun, we're so sorry. Shen Yun.
So let me go.
Love it when you guys write into us and say, oh my God, I can relate, or here's what happened to me. We love it. So we're kind of creating this revisit corner.
We love it.
Yes.
And especially once, you know, it's like Murphy's Law. Sometimes things don't come up. Like, you may have never thought or heard about something.
Right.
And then once it's mentioned, that day you'll see something.
It's about in your
it.
World. Yes. It's like
it's crazy.
It's the law of attraction somehow.
Yes.
Sorry about it, guys.
Oh, my God. Okay. So this listener who also kudos another suggestion for a hair curl enhancing smoothie to be exact.
Oh, nice. Good.
That she recommended. But she said, I have a rant. I hate when people say espresso when ordering coffee.
Yeah, because no we X. had that when I said I don't like it when my best friend says comfy, or when yes. adults say Valentine's Day.
Nope.
I've never heard espresso, but I will punch you in your face.
Oh, I think most people say espresso.
No.
It's really annoying. Yes.
No.
And she said, there's no X. It's nope. espresso.
She's right.
Or when people say especially with the X instead
no.
of especially.
Especially?
What
Who
about,
says that?
Probably the same people that say axe instead of ask.
Yeah.
People need to learn how to enunciate and get those
I'm sure
unneeded X's out.
Out. I know there are probably things that I say wrong all the time. I literally just said hyperbole.
That was just your inflection?
Was
Is that
it?
Right? No.
I knew that the word I was reaching for, but my brain couldn't catch up with my mouth.
That happens to me a lot.
Yeah. I'm sorry. If I worked at a coffee shop and someone ordered a double espresso, I would ask them to leave. You can refuse service for no reason. No shoes, no shirt, no espresso. No service.
I hope I see that hanging in a Starbucks sometime soon.
All right.
That's hysterical.
I'm very excited about this corner. Mm-hmm. It's the oh, wow corner.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And you guys, this is insane. Don't get mad at me. Do I have to warn people about it, about the content?
No.
Okay, good.
Nobody so, here's a prude.
No. So I follow this Instagram account. People have to realize by now, I'm always like, if you don't follow.
She follows a million accounts.
It's so dumb. And most of them are animals. This one happens not to be. It's called @HistoryCoolKids, mm-hmm. and they post pictures and stuff, historical stuff, and I love it.
Yeah.
So this one, I sent Jessica the photo. Hopefully we can post it. Is about a Danish Arctic explorer whose name is Peter Freuchen and his wife, Vogue fashion illustrator Dagmar Cohen, in 1947. Now, cool. This man stands 6'7" tall. Mm-hmm. Freuchen participated in several Arctic explorations, including a 1,000-mile dog sled trip across Greenland. Freuchen also wrote more than a dozen books, fiction and nonfiction, participated in the Danish resistance against Germany during World War II, and was imprisoned by the Nazis and sentenced to death, but managed to escape to Sweden. He eventually came to Hollywood, and worked as a consultant and scriptwriter. Okay.
Wow.
Like, it's just that easy. Great job, giant.
Mm-hmm.
But also starred in the Oscar-winning movie Eskimo in 1933.
Amazing.
In 1956, he won $64,000 on the $64,000 question, an American quiz show. But here we go. Perhaps his most famous feat was barely escaping death when he once got trapped in a snow cave due to the warmth generated by his own breath, creating an impassable frozen crust that blocked the entrance. He writes about that experience in one of his memoirs, and I would like to share it with you. What a way to die, he says. I gave up once more and let the hours pass without another move, but I recovered my strength while I rested, and my morale improved. I was alive, after all. I had not eaten for hours, but my digestion felt all right. I got a new idea. I had often seen dogs' dung in the sled track and had noticed that it would freeze as solid as a rock. Would not the cold have the same effect on human discharge? Repulsive as the thought was, I decided to try the experiment. I moved my bowels. What a classy way to put it. And from the excrement, I managed to fashion a chisel-like instrument, which I left to freeze. I was patient. I did not want to risk breaking my new tool by using it too soon. At last, I decided to try my chisel, and it worked. While he managed to escape, he saved his own life.
Unreal.
He was forced to amputate several of his toes and eventually lost his left foot entirely to frostbite. In 1957, Froischen died of a heart attack. His wife lived a few more decades after his death. In addition to being a fashion illustrator, Cohen, his wife, was a teacher, an artist, an editor, and an expert on world cuisine, Jessica. Mm-hmm. She went on only one of Froischen's expeditions, which was to Iceland, where she cooked and served pickled whale blubber and seaweed to the natives.
Oh,
in 1968, she wrote Cookbook of the Seven Seas. And we have to post a picture of them. They're amazing.
It's she fantastic.
She looks like a dummy he would sit on his knee. She's so tiny compared to him.
He almost looks like, not that he was inspired by a man of yesteryear, he almost looks like a vintage version of Jason Momoa.
I thought exactly the same thing.
Like his presence, the beard, his size. He's even wearing in a fur coat.
Yes, his old black, this old black and white photo. You're like, that dude's got swag.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you if you saved your own life with your shit? Like, who thinks of that? I would be like, yeah, I'm a badass motherfucker. This is so disgusting. And I am alive today because I froze my poop and dug my way out of the ice.
Oh, my God. I would never have thought of that, but I have learned what to do if I'm ever stranded and don't have anything to drink or eat.
Your pee-pee?
If I was on a boat, I guess, and you have no choice because it's sterile. No, did you ever watch Bear Grylls?
Yeah, pretty regularly for a while.
So, hey, he taught that you can make a simple tea, you know, if you've got a pot and boiling water in the middle of nowhere, Bear.
And honestly, Bear, and a hotel 50 feet from outside of camera frame.
I don't care, though.
I really don't care.
Don't rain on my parade.
I know. I do love him.
I love him.
Hot,
and I know
too, that
the crew is right there, but you know what? If I'm ever stranded in the Scottish Highlands...
Yeah. As you might be.
And I happen to find a caribou that has fallen from 3,000 feet above.
Wait.
I, too, can get inside it. Like, what are they called? A tauntaun?
Yeah, from Star Wars.
Yeah, he did that with, like, a giant caribou or something once. He's like...
What do you mean it fell from the tree?
Well, he just happened to find, like, a dead caribou.
Because when you said that, I was like, she thinks that's a fruit. It's a moose.
Not the tree. I mean the hillside. I'm sorry.
Oh.
But of course, he just took like a knife and just cut it open.
And got inside.
Removed the entrails, made sure to put them far away so another animal wouldn't come by.
He did something else too, where it was some animal's excrement or pee-pee and he strained it through a t-shirt and drank it.
I cannot.
I think it was water from elephant dung. And where's the pupil?
Probably gave the leftovers to the people who make the elephant poo paper. No, but like with pine needles, they're like full of vitamin C.
Oh.
So I do think it's fascinating to learn stuff like that. Again, whether any of us are
never need it.
Me too. But if you know a few little things...
Then you don't have to fight the evil humans during the zombie apocalypse because you can go out and find your own food.
No, but I'm thinking about like more realistically, like what
happens. Sorry, you don't think a zombie apocalypse is realistic? My bad.
Sorry. Well, we don't have to worry about you because you'll have your 10-gallon tub of macaroni and cheese that's good for 100 years.
Don't come knocking on my door, Jessica. I see your attitude. I'll also have a bathtub full of water before the water runs out.
Bathtub full of water?
Yeah. You know Becky Dorf?
Are you going to turn it into gin?
I might need to. You know Becky Dorf,
yes,
right? Our friend. So one of the things that she taught me when I first moved out here, she was like, I'm not kidding. If there's ever an earthquake, immediately turn the gas off to your house and fill the bathtub with water in case we don't have any for a while. I was like, but we can go to the grocery store and buy water. She's like, you don't know when that's going to run out.
Or if the road will be open for you to do so.
Yeah.
What if it opens up like it did on Lois in the first Superman movie?
Ooh.
So scary. That really holds up, that scene.
Yeah. I don't like, what are those holes called? I try and block it from my mind.
Sinkholes?
Sinkholes. Mm. Eric Stone Street sends me sinkhole videos really? All the time because it terrifies me.
One happened like a year or so ago by UCLA.
There have been
like a huge one.
Two that have happened in my neighborhood.
That's so weird.
I don't like it.
What a weird phenomenon. I guess it's not a phenomenon. Does it come from like a major pipe burst and no one knows?
Sometimes, yeah. There's also that one going around on Instagram that's in the middle of an ocean and it looks like a huge toilet and somebody like made a kayak go in it. That's not, that
no
part's
way.
Fake. That part's fake. But the actual water hole is real.
It's like swirling like the Bermuda Triangle or something.
Terrifying.
Ew, I don't like that.
Terrifying to me.
I'd rather be scared of deep sea anglers than sinkholes in the ocean.
Anglers with the little so fishy creepy. Thing from the top of their head. And then they chomp you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think there's so much under the sea. We know more about outer space than we do about the deep sea. It's so scary.
It's
so weird that we're talking about this because I was thinking last night in bed when I think my crazy thoughts, I was like, how weird would it be? We go out to space and explore and we have to have spacesuits and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, what if one day you and I were walking down Santa Monica Boulevard and there was a sea creature in a sea costume, a sea suit instead of a spacesuit, and it was just filled with water and we were like, oh my God,
like
I'm not on drugs.
The Shape of Water.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie. Did I just ruin that movie for myself?
But now, you will see it.
I know, but is it a crier?
I mean, it's kind of sad.
I told you I was avoiding cry movies.
Either you love it or hate it. I know people that hate it.
I'm sure I will love it, but I don't want to cry.
It's a beautiful story.
Okay.
It's not like...
Because the story I just made up in my head didn't sound very beautiful. We should move on. Oh, man.
Oh, that's so good.
All right. We're getting into our raves this week. Yeah. And I think you're up first.
So this also comes from a listener. This is so awesome. This is something that neither of us have ever heard about.
Never heard about.
And you guys, again, there's no shortage of good things and people volunteering. So,
I mean, they're everywhere. So please, if you guys know of things and people, send them our way.
Please do.
At the Rants and Raves Podcast.com, at the Rants and Raves Podcast at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
DM us, whatever you got.
This is from a listener who works at an airport where private planes fly in. She says, we get to see some of the most gracious people do trips just to save dogs. Yes, just to save dogs. The group is called Pilots in Paws, and they I know, it's such a sweet name. Pilots in Paws, and they transport animals from state to state to deliver them either to a rescue or a forever home. A lot of them come from high kill shelters, and they are pulled with just minutes left to spare. These pilots take on the task of flying these animals for free to wherever they need to go.
Unbelievable.
Awesome. They do it from the kindness of their hearts because they love animals themselves. The majority of these pilots are retired or they are just doing it in their spare time. They own their own plane. They love flying. So why not do what they love while helping out where they can? And she said this, I've attached some pictures of a particular story about this gorgeous 6-month-old lab/basset mix puppy.
It's so cute.
It's the cutest, and we are posting his picture.
Oh, God.
It's such a beautiful dog. He was in a high kill shelter in Mississippi. I don't know much of his story other than that. But at the airport, we get to witness the end of the story, the outcome of it. So this puppy was delivered by a gracious pilot to his forever home. The mom actually lives in Kansas City. But drove here to pick him up.
Is in Springfield. I happen to know who this person is.
So
they drove from Kansas City to Springfield to pick up their new baby.
I love it. And let's all give a little shout out to the pilots volunteering their time.
Oh my God. It's so cool.
Yeah. And we will definitely post the link. I mean, this dog, come on. Him to Dana again. He's so ridiculous. It's so cute. And the recipient is just so in love with them.
I hadn't seen that.
It's so cute.
Oh my God, she gets to witness them pick up their new babies. Look how happy that doggy is.
It's amazing.
So
what a cool thing.
I mean, who would have even thought of something like that?
Right.
Because, you know, rescuing animals and getting them to different places, it's not easy.
No.
Obviously, we've all seen stories about soldiers who became very close with pets.
Yes.
You know, in Iraq or Afghanistan or wherever they're stationed. And it's so hard for them to get them back here.
They have to be quarantined.
Yes. And they have so such an amazing, a lot of times these animals have saved their lives.
Yeah.
They have bonds like you wouldn't
for
believe.
Sure.
And I always say about California, most people in California, we're super weird about our animals. Mm-hmm. We treat them like humans. Like we're most people in California worship animals.
Yeah.
But in other parts of the country, it's not quite the same. Like where I came from, you know, my grandpa, if a cat had a litter of kittens, he'd put them in a bag and drown them in the creek.
Oh.
Not a joke. It's horrible. It's wretched. And so even my own dad, he's like, why would you ever take a pet to the vet? It's a dog. It's a cat. Why would you take it to a doctor? Like we made him not be that way because we were like, that's crazy. You have to take our pet to get better, you know?
Totally.
So now he does. But I think a lot of people, they just think of animals in a different way. So the fact that these pilots are like, yeah, no, I'm flying anyway, or I want to, and I enjoy it. And I'm going to take these animals where they're going to have a home and be loved.
Awesome.
I can't handle it.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me want to cry. I know there are so many other things in the world that we can worry about, but there's enough heart and love and space to care for humans and animals.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people's lives would be enriched by animals.
Are you kidding me?
That's why therapy animals, and they're not just dogs. There's cats, there's horses.
There's a therapy pig at LAX.
I love
help
it.
Calm people down while they're waiting for their planes. I've seen him twice.
Oh, that's amazing.
I've seen him twice.
What?
He has a little jacket and everything.
No.
He's on a leash. He walks around and just says hi to everybody.
I need him.
Much I love pigs.
Yes.
Yeah, he's at LAX.
Why haven't I seen it?
I don't know.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm trying to remember what airline I was on because he was in that gate section. I've seen him twice and he walks around. His mommy or whatever has him on a leash and he has his service jacket on and it says, you can pet me. I'm a service animal.
Oh, I love
that. Isn't
that
cute?
Yes.
Or when you see videos of animals going to nursing homes or hospital.
Forget
I can't. I bawl like a baby.
Yeah.
Animals are healing.
They are.
They bring joy and goodness and it's unconditional love.
It is.
Unless you're my lizard, sometimes I think she wants to eat us. Sometimes she'll come out and she'll be smiling and then other times she'll come out and she has this stance where I'm like, oh no, she legit wants to eat us. She's like, how could I fit them all in my mouth?
She's so little.
I love it.
I love it too.
Well, I have a rave this week that's actually a friend of ours that I would like to shout out. And I think we've maybe mentioned her a couple of times before, but it's a podcast. It's called Spermcast with our friend Molly Hockey. Mm-hmm. I think she is so inspiring and so full of joy and vulnerable.
Yes.
This podcast will make you laugh hysterically. It'll make you cry your eyes out. Mm-hmm. Basically, the premise is Molly was getting ready to turn 40 years old last year. She knew she wanted to have a child and she wanted to carry her own child, but she was not in a relationship. So she began a podcast journey looking for a sperm donor.
Yeah.
So the whole first season of the podcast is her interviewing people, doing research. You learn a ton from her podcast and it's so well produced. I mean, she's just amazing. So she found her sperm donor and now this second season is her inseminating, trying to get pregnant. And recently there was a big, I don't want to spoil or anything, but there was a big reveal. It's just inspiring. I kind of don't know what else to say. And it talks about a lot of things. She has many, many different guests on. I've been a guest on the show. She's had financial experts on the show because that's a concern of hers.
Yep.
Paul F. Tompkins and his wife were on talking about they don't want to have children. Georgia Hardstark from My Favorite Murder, she also doesn't want to have children. And so she interviews people like that, too, to see both sides of it.
Right.
She's talking about loss. So many women have miscarriages and there's some kind of weird.
Or go through insemination.
And it doesn't
many
work.
Times as you can and still
I mean it is a rough road and it seems so unfair that like teenagers get pregnant like crazy and then the people who are ready and want sometimes have a hard time. Anyway, she is a joy and a bright light in this world. You may have known her. She previously did a project where she edited herself into The Bachelor.
One of the best things ever.
Legit, people thought for a long time she was on The Bachelor.
Yes,
but it was all a hoax that she did herself with some friends.
She's a photographer. She knows how to edit.
She's taking headshots for me.
Me
her
too.
Mom's a photographer. You know, her mother wrote that famous, or art designed and wrote the famous Coca-Cola commercial with Ming Jo Green throwing
what?
The towel. Yeah. Throwing the towel. Like, here's a kid. Yeah.
How crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Aww.
Anyway, she's lovely. Again, it's called Spermcast. You can follow her on Instagram. Mm-hmm. She's got a Facebook. She's just a delight. And she will warn you if there's any sensitive content coming up. So mm-hmm. if you're afraid you'll get triggered or something, she lets you know.
Yeah.
It's just very professional.
Yeah.
She's
very honest.
Very honest and vulnerable. She's gone into doctor's appointments and recorded them.
Wow.
I mean, it's insane. So anyway, I love what she's doing for women and the empowerment she's giving mm-hmm. couples and single people, yeah. you know, people without partners that know they want to have babies. And she even talks about people say, well, why don't you adopt? There are so many children. She's like, almost 100% sure I want to do that at some point. But I also know that I want to know what it's like to carry my own baby. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, she talks about that. I just love her. I could talk about her for hours. Right. She knows it. I'm always like, I'm your biggest fan. And I listen to her podcast the day it comes out. And then I message her. I'm like your dad to Molly Hockey. Yeah. So anyway, if you're looking for something like that or you know someone who would enjoy it, we just want to yeah. give a big shout out and a rave to Spermcast. It's and lovely.
Her Bachelor videos. God, look them up online. They're probably still there somewhere. Really funny, funny lady.
Oh my God. It's hilarious. Okay, I've talked to you about how I'm obsessed with Love Island right now.
Yes.
I'm still doing it, Jessica.
Stop it.
I can't help it. I'm already almost at season 3.
I cannot.
I know. I know. I come by it justly, though, because I was talking to my mom last night mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, how have you been? What's going on? You know, she's like, oh, Dana, I'm really into this terrible show right now. I was like, what is it? And I said that not to judge her because I was like, I'll probably add it to my list.
Right.
And she said it's so funny because we've talked about her before. It's Mama June's show.
Stop.
Hot to Not or something. I don't know about it. She's like, Dana, what it's network? Terrible. I don't know. I didn't ask because I was like, I'll just Google it. But she said, she was like, no, I'm watching it constantly. I can't help it. And I guess, I don't know anything about it, but I guess the premise is, you know, Mama June got hot. Like she lost all this weight.
I mean, that word could.
Have you seen the pictures though?
No.
She really did.
Really?
When you have teams of people, she got down yeah. to a size 4.
What?
Yes. And she had like some surgery and they dyed her hair blonde and she had makeup teams. I mean, it was crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know, I would rule the world if I was a size 4. But anyway, as happens a lot of times with things like this, when you've got a team, and mm-hmm. I don't know if she did any kind of surgery or anything like that to help with the weight loss, mm-hmm. but as it happens, like if you're not dealing with the mental and emotional of course. Side of weight loss and things too, she has subsequently gained a lot of it back, I guess. So that's why it's Hot to Not, maybe?
That's a horrible name for a show.
Can you imagine?
I don't like anything about that show.
You haven't seen it.
No. Is Sugar Bear still on the show?
Okay, spoiler alert. My mom told me Sugar Bear is heavily involved in it because he's with a new woman who also has lost a lot of weight. And the producers of the show have created a contest between Mama June and Sugar Bear's new lady.
No, shame, shame. I know your name.
Yes, you can't. I mean, I know we all, it's respectable to make a living, but there are just some lines I couldn't cross.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is made up anyway. I guess we know that, but still it's like, ugh, mm-hmm. can't feel good. What crappy
Hot
shows?
To Not.
I think that's what she said. That and then the I worst. Was like, well, Mom, on my side of the country, what I'm into is, and it's the British version. Why is everything I watch British? It's the British version of Bot.
Ew.
Yeah.
I've seen some of those.
It's mm-mm. Well, it's a lot of stuff you don't like. Gross medical pictures
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm obsessed.
Don't need it.
I want to know.
I'm going to stick to my guilty pleasure.
Which is?
Pawn Stars.
Now, I used to be into Pawn Stars for about 3 years. We're going on 15 years now.
Yeah. What's changed? You're not interested in history and its value?
I think I'm done with Chubba Rubs. What's that guy's name?
Chumley. He lost a lot of weight. You know, I was actually really sad because the old man, a.k.a. Grandpa, mm-hmm. but the one that the main guy everybody referred to as the old man, he died last year.
Did he?
Yeah. And he didn't ever take any crap from his grandson, Corey or Chumley.
Okay, but he was a bad actor. So much of that was scripted, Jessica.
It was not an acting. That was real.
Jessica! Now, I will say I'd love to go to their pawn store. I'd love to meet them in Vegas.
Yeah. And also, there's an expert for every, you know, I don't know anything about this, but we're going to call in our 3 century AD manuscript
yeah, yeah.
expert And they're going to verify if this actually was cool King stuff. Tut's signature.
I can't handle you right now. Nobody's ever tried to sell King Tut's signature, Jessica.
Well, what about... probably... they did. The people that bring in like a tin toy from the 40s that think it's worth 15 grand. They're like, well, it's rusted. The key's broken and it's not in its original package. I'll give you $5 for it.
They're like, it's signed by Henry VIII.
It's unreal.
I feel like when you look at somebody's like DVR list or their history on Hulu or Netflix or any of that, yeah, it's super telling. And for me, hugely embarrassing. Because I'm on this kick right now where I don't want to watch anything sad or heavy. And so I just watch total crap.
Yeah.
But mostly I listen to podcasts.
It's uplifting.
Is it?
Depending on the podcast.
How about Horror Hill?
No, ma'am.
No? How about Scare You to Sleep?
Absolutely not. You know how many years I still looked under my bed when I had a dust ruffle to make sure there wasn't someone under it?
What about Chilling Tales for Dark Nights? No?
What is wrong with you?
How about Scary Stories Told in the Dark?
No.
How about Over My Dead Body, presented by Wondery?
Okay, this has got to stop somewhere.
How about Dr. Death?
Do you not have nightmares?
No. How about Astonishing Legends? Good. Educational as well. Love it.
Oh.
True Murder? Wow. Dead Man Talking. Okay, here's good. Histories of the Unexpected. I like that. No Such Thing as Fish. Hardcore History.
No That's Such intense. Thing as Fish.
No Such Thing as a Fish. Amazing. British podcast by the QI guys. And it's all random facts.
Okay.
You have to listen to it. Okay. It makes me laugh so hard. And it also makes me smarter and dumber at the same time. Unexplained, Haunted Places, Historical Figures, Sawbones. Oh, Sawbones, do you know them? They are.
My eyes are bugging out right now.
I'm obsessed.
At the amount of horror-themed podcasts that Dana has in her queue.
Radiolab, Darkest Night, Unsolved Murders, Lore.
Believable.
Up and Vanished.
Oh, do you listen to anything that is not of the macabre?
Yeah. Shut up with your fancy speak. Yes. Sawbones. Well, that's a little macabre. She's a doctor. Sawbones is a historical name for a doctor. She's a doctor. He's not.
What?
I don't know.
No, you made that up.
No, I didn't. Sawbones. Look it up. Oh, the brain food show. That's why I'm so smart. Taking the mystery out of murder. Whoops.
Unreal.
At least my podcasts have a theme. My TV watching... is pretty gross too, but not in a murdery way. More in just a British way.
You are a machine. I do not know how you can listen to that many different things and about that subject.
Why?
Because I'm scared of it.
No, I'm not scared. I feel like it makes me prepared. Nobody can get me. Don't you think?
You're the Bear Grylls of horror.
Oh, I wish.
No, you are.
I am?
You know what to do for a zombie apocalypse, and now what to do if your neighbor of 10 years tries to murder you.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Wow, I like me.
Tips from Dana.
Tips. Okay, Jessica.
Dana.
I think that's our show.
I think it is, and I can finally take off these new giant headphones that are crushing my massive ears.
I cannot believe how hard you will kick a gift horse in the mouth. Somebody took pity on your dumb ass and bought you the nicest pair of headphones.
My friend bought me like fancy profesh headphones.
And you were like, this is my version of Jessica whining. You were like, these are hurting my ears.
I have big ears. They're squeezing them.
You said you wanted to get ones for elves.
Because my ears are apparently as long as an elf.
Oh my God. Well, at least you look like a professional and not like a child with a Walkman. Oh my God. Do you want to close us out?
Yes, I leave you with a point to ponder as I was admiring them at Dana's canned wine.
Oh, yeah.
Janky or classy on the go?
Oh, definitely classy on the go. You
treat
decide.
Yourself the next time you go to an outdoor summer fest.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Canned wine brought to you by the Rants and Raves podcast.
And Sophia by Sophia. Not a sponsor.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.